This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Go ahead and add another player to the ever-contentious battle for your eyeballs. YouTube announced a live streaming service this afternoon, access to the four big broadcast networks, a host of cable channels as well. Marketplace's Adrian Hill covers entertainment for us. Hey.
Hey, Kai.
All right, this is a big deal, actually. Walk me through it. What's so special?
So YouTube is basically launching a service that's going to combine the YouTube content we know and love with live national and local television. It's got the big network signed on. A bunch of the cable networks are here, and they're looking for that sort of magic combination that's going to get more people cutting the cord.
And that is, we should say here, a space that is getting crowded very quickly, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of services out there trying to figure this out. Dish has Sling TV. Sony has PlayStation View. Hulu is reportedly working on a live TV service. And Apple, Kai, Apple TV, your guess is as good as mine right now. But, you know, Tim Cook in a recent earnings call basically predicted the demise of the traditional cable bundle.
Yeah, and we're still waiting for Apple TV, obviously. What is YouTube's special sauce here then?
Well, so there's a couple things it's offering. One is the integration of YouTube content with more traditional TV. And this makes some sense if you think about it. There, YouTube says around the world, people watch 1 billion hours of YouTube content a day.
No!
A day.
Oh, my God.
Like, I double-checked this because I was like, there's no way that can be true.
Yeah.
But so they're going to offer – so that content will be there right along with television and the original content that YouTube has been producing for YouTube Red. They're also promising to use everything they know about search to help make the process of finding the next show or the next thing or the next video I want to watch better. And the biggie here, Kai, is for folks who record television, they're offering a cloud with no DVR limit. So you record away.
Which for those of us who wind up going through and deleting all your kids' programs is kind of a big deal. We should say here that YouTube is owned by Google, right? So that's how they know the search thing. How much is this going to cost me and can I get it like today when I go home?
You cannot get it today when you go home. They're working on it right now. They're promising to charge $35, which puts it in line with some of the other services out there. But that's for 6 accounts, Kai. So you and your kids can all have different personalized recommendations and your different DVR clouds.
Which settles the whole who's this for thing, right? Because it's for me and my kids as well, right?
So if they're super into magic videos, those aren't going to pop up in your queue.
Yeah, no. Marketplace's Adrian Hill out at the YouTube space on the other side of LA. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Kai.